you're not surprised by the Molina news, are you?
Not completely. You know, one, he did a great job for us, not only last year, but the 2 years that he was here. But yet, you know, felt like, you know, we've got some other options that we've talked about internally. And the fact that, I know that Alex places a high value on the compensation picks received. There were a number of things that went into, you know, the overall decision that ended up taking him to Tampa.
What are the internal options right now?
Well, internally, you know, Brian Drellman obviously was placed on waivers, claimed. We reclaimed him back. You know, we're in that part of the offseason, too, where every available guy is not only prepped out on the list of interests, but also the addition of possible trades. So, you know, there's not only internal. I mean, Darnell, we all I think are on the same page in total agreement that some time spent at Las Vegas and possibly a good majority of next year would do his personal development a world of good.
Mm-hmm. Has his injury recovered to the point where it's no concern?
Oh, going into spring training, you know, every medical report that we have is that he'd full go at the start of camp. You know, and with anybody coming off an off-season surgery like that, we'll certainly monitor it close, but there's no reason to think that this is going to derail him for any period of time next year.
With John Farrell and Sportsnet 590 The Fan, John, what's your what would be your shopping list going to the winter meetings?
Oh, I think that list remains consistent with what was discussed at the end of the season. I felt like we needed to upgrade our pitching with some of the not only the trades at the deadline that, you know, took some guys out of our bullpen. We'd like to settle in on one closer rather than multiple options late in the game. I think it's important to be able to build back to one defined guy in that role in the closer spot. You know, where that guy comes from, whether it's a free agent that we sign, a trade that's made, whether we look to, you know, turn that over to one guy internally that's here right now, that's probably down on the list a little bit. But I think closer is number one. We, you know, depending on what takes place with Kelly Johnson, second base is going to be a priority for us as well. We got the backup catcher and any other additions we can make to upgrade our pitching staff. We'll look to do that from every possible angle.
Is there? I know that I've spoken to both you and Alex about this in the past, and the idea of grooming somebody internally. You've got so many good arms in the minor leagues right now. Taking one of those arms and grooming them to be a closer at a relatively young age. Philosophically, do you have an issue with that? And is there somebody in the organization right now you've seen that you think might be a guy capable of doing that, or might be a guy the organization would want to do it?
You know, Jeff, the toughest thing that player development has on its plate or in front of them with any player is how do you replicate the major league environment? It's virtually impossible. The one thing that, you know, you look to do, and this is what I've experienced in the past, is that, hey, you got a young pitcher who's making his way to the big leagues. And the highest pressure-packed situation that you could put him in is to close out games in AAA. I don't think any other role prepares a guy if he projects as a reliever. You know, how do you get that sense of urgency in a minor league setting where development and individual development is priority? So to groom a guy to be a closer in the big leagues, you know, closers, as we've all, you can look at every closer that has been experienced over time. They come from so many different avenues and so many different places. Failed starters, guys that couldn't get through the rotation or the lineup multiple times, guys that have come up with a trick pitch later on in their career and they've done an exceptional job in that role. So I don't know that you can necessarily earmark a guy in A ball and say, okay, this is going to be our closer all the way through and get to the big leagues, because for so many unforeseen to get those questions along the way. Nestor Molina is a guy that we've had some internal discussions that might fit that role for two reasons, or for multiple reasons. One, emotionally, he seemed to have handled everything that has been thrown his way, and I know this is only a guy that's been to the AA level, but he's got exceptional command of his fastball, and he's got a split finger that's a put-away pitch. So Whether or not we look to, you know, make that decision this winter, it's probably premature, but he's a guy that we've had discussions about in that role going forward.
With John Farrell on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. John, was it easier in some ways to do that when players were more prepared to pitch in winter ball?
Well, the winter ball environment does give some of those settings and environments that are adverse, that have got emotion attached to them. For an American guy, going down to winter ball, you had to deal with the cultural differences, the language differences. You were thrown into a setting that was so uncomfortable and so different than what you've experienced your entire life. And if you executed and you performed well in those situations, those were some of the hardening experiences that help guys when they get to the big leagues. But I can't say that, just because we're going to send a guy down to winter ball makes him a capable and proven commodity to close out the ninth in Yankee Stadium or in Rogers Center.
I know we talked about this at the Blue Jays uniform launch, but there's another story this weekend. David Waldstein, pretty good reporter out of New York, reporting that the Red Sox had actually approached the Jays about you, and that the Jays had asked for Clay Buchholz, and that's where conversations ended. I know you don't like talking about rumors, but is there a sense in your part, John, that you might have to address the whole Red Sox thing sits with you, or where you sat with them, if not to the media, then to the players in spring training? Is there any concern this might become a bit of a distraction, I guess is the word I'm looking for?
You know, Jeff, at the time of at the uniform unveiling, I did a radio interview at the time. The question was raised, and I am completely and very happy to be part of the Blue Jays organization. I love what I'm doing. I don't view any other opportunities or rumors about openings as a distraction to what I'm currently doing. So in my mind, I'm a Toronto Blue Jay. And you know, this all started with a speculative article a couple of months ago that I know created a lot of backlash or response in some other way. And at the time, I responded to it as, you know what, I have no idea what's going on in Boston. I'm totally committed to the Blue Jays and focused on 2012. That has not changed. Alex and I speak daily. Our main goal is, how do we make up 10 games in the win-loss column in our division? I think when rumors come up, sure, it's flattering. But at the same time, I completely enjoy working with the coaches that are here on this staff, the front office that is in place, the players that we have. We've got a tremendous challenge ahead of us. And that's where the attention is and remains.
When you see what the Red Sox and the Yankees have done in this division so far, that I mean, I know a lot of it has been rumored, but some of the moves that we've seen or haven't seen, are you getting the sense in your own mind that the Jays' window of opportunity may in fact be this year? I mean, I know that's putting you in the spot, but I'm not asking you to second guess Alex or anything, but just in your own gut, that this might be the year you guys really have a chance at getting there.
Well, I think the one thing that Alex has done a very good job at is tooling the roster to not only get younger, but more talented, more athletic. Those things are real. Those things are live. And those young players and talented players exist on our roster. Do we have needs? No doubt about it. Now, we've got four main areas that have to be addressed, I feel, have to be addressed in some form or fashion. And I know Alex is working his butt off to put the best team together that he possibly can. Whatever happens in New York and Boston and Tampa and Baltimore, you know, we have no control over that. But all that we can do is continue to assess who we have currently, where we feel our strengths are, and how do we make a most productive team based on those strengths. And that's not to be give you a political response, but I think you start to get in trouble when you pay attention to others and not really focus on what our needs are and make the best decisions possible.